This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 170 of BookCareers.com Live, and a relatively brief episode today following from last week's London Book Fair, the first in-person London Book Fair for 3 years. But firstly, there's more good news from Team Book Careers, and I think I am insufferable at the moment because not only have I been shortlisted for 2 awards from the Career Development Institute, one of those awards is for the Book Careers Salary Survey, the other Career Coach of the Year. But drumroll please, I have been shortlisted for the 4th time by the Independent Publishers Guild for the GBS Services to Independent Publishers Award. I am totally insufferable, and I think it will take some weeks before you can wipe the smile off my face. But a big, big thank you if you nominated me for the IPG Award. I really wasn't expecting it this year. Now to the London Book Fair. Obviously, a scaled down London Book Fair, but the atmosphere was extremely positive. And we really must say a big well done to Andy Ventress and the whole team from RX for putting on a fabulous exhibition in what must be the most trying of circumstances. It was so well organised, and it's almost as though there hadn't been a 3-year gap. And it was packed with so many interesting seminars too. Being the first major in-person event for such a long time, it meant there were 3 generations of newcomers to the industry who'd never been to a London Book Fair before. 2 of those were Team Book Careers, our marketing assistant Chloe Ablett and my assistant Caitlin Evans. Both said of the show that it was a bit scary at first and they felt a little out of place, even though obviously I'd prepped them as much as possible. But once they got their bearings and realised how the stands and the floor was laid out, they loved it. If you've never been before, it's a trade exhibition and each publisher has their own display stand of varying sizes on which they have display boards of whatever books or products they are promoting at the show. The publisher will often have meetings booked, and we saw many stands full of meetings taking place. A number of stands may also have free promotional gifts for visitors, the most popular being a tote bag or pen. I didn't do so well on the tote bag count this year, only coming away with 2. Sometimes the size of the stand might be relative to the size of the publisher. And in previous years, particularly with some of the biggest names in the industry, there has been a feel of a competition that my stand is bigger and better than yours. And that's sort of how it's felt over previous years with the number of stands. And in previous years, a number of stands had upstairs or private areas. And I think it's really important to remember that the size of the stand is not important. It's what you do on it that is. And I say this too as someone who was, when I was working for a publisher, we tested a brand new trade show by taking the smallest stand there was. It was 3 metres squared. We were rewarded with thousands of pounds of orders and over 200 leads. It proved that you don't have to have a huge stand in order to be busy at an exhibition or to feel the benefit of exhibiting. Overall, with most people having standard sort of stand arrangements. It made the London Book Fair feel how it used to be. And I've been to an awful lot of them. I think I've been to every show since 1985, excluding 2008. So I've been there every year since 1985, bar one. And it felt very much how it used to be. Friendly, approachable, collaborative, and everyone was really, really pleased to be there. Now, the London Book Fair has always been friendly, but this year it felt like it had gone up a notch and people were genuinely pleased to see each other, or should I say, because we're always genuinely pleased to see each other, but really genuinely pleased to be at an in-person event again. Now, Book Careers traditionally doesn't have a stand at the London Book Fair, mainly because I'm one of the few people who doesn't really make that many appointments in advance. I'm very fortunate that as I walk up and around the floor looking at stands and taking it all in, people come and talk to me. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll have seen me tweet that I have a very unique and distinctive bag made in Book Careers colours, so you can always spot me at any event. And I think that is something that we've all missed, not my bag, obviously, but I think we have all missed that so much business can be done outside of fixed appointments and meetings, and it is something that should never be underestimated. Being able to bump into someone casually at a trade event and it turn into a business deal or a potential work contract is really the unseen part of a trade exhibition, and you just don't get that with Zoom. If you were at the book fair, don't forget to follow up promptly with the people you met, connect with them on LinkedIn, send them a thank you email for their time, and follow up with any comments or queries or any follow-up that you agreed to send them. We got ahead of ourselves on Friday and have already been actioning lots of points we discussed. We held our careers clinic on the Thursday afternoon of the London Book Fair, and that was busy too, as per usual. And this year we'd arranged it with our friends from Penguin Random House, HarperCollins, Hachette and Inspired Selection, who we thank so much for joining us. And I want to apologise to you if you were in the very long queue to speak to me. We had a discussion in the office on Friday about whether next year bookcareers.com should have a small stand so you can come and talk to me outside of the careers clinic if you don't get there on the Thursday. I'd be really interested to hear your feedback on this. And if you did miss me, remember our telephone careers clinic runs all year round. Now, I'm planning to take 3 weeks off at some point in May and June. I don't know the dates yet. So at the moment, we're only booking 2 weeks ahead. But things will be back to normal, hopefully, by July. To book a telephone careers clinic call, please go to the bookcareers.com website and click the link, book a call. It is that simple. And remember, you can also email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter at bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.